Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
All right, so the new CBA is the biggest topic right now, and I think the next biggest topic for me, Mike, might be the fact that the Cowboys and Steelers are going to be playing in the Hall of Fame game. And I know everybody's like, hold on, what? But in terms of
more preseason.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens is your summer vacation just got cut by a week and you have an extra week of training camp. Like that's a longer season for those guys now. So that being said, also, I think Jerry Jones is trying to steal some shine from your boy Jimmy Johnson as he goes into the Hall of Fame. All right, but here's what I wanted to kind of grind down on, and that is the what Eric Reed posted.
Okay.
What? You had a look on
no,
your face.
No, just like Jerry will make sure when they ask him when he's in Canton, Ohio, he'll just say, look, I don't want to talk about Jimmy Johnson and him being in the Hall of Fame. That'll take away from, you know, his time.
I totally agree.
So I'm going to ignore that he's even going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I think that they, hey, look, we already sent out a congratulatory tweet. All right, so we're good. All right, so here's the thing.
And he's probably like, I didn't even know we did that. I didn't even say we should do that.
So Eric Reed had his lawyers, Garagos and Garagos, look at the entire 456 pages of the CBA. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The owners know that. The owners and the lawyers and the NFL, they know that that's a beating, and most of the guys in the NFL aren't going to look at it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure of that.
All right.
Because they do business all the time like this, and they know most people don't do the fine details. They say, hey, lawyers. And if these guys don't have lawyers, then they're just going to vote based on whatever their friends say they should do. But here's what the lawyers of Eric Reed have to say. We received this 456-page proposed collective bargaining agreement in detail. This proposal disproportionately empowers ownership, disproportionately enriches ownership, and disproportionately burdens the players with the risks of the 10-year proposal. Instead, players are being misled, taken from, and left vulnerable, and the attached fact sheet outlines key points. The proposal adds games at the discretion of the owners, reduces player safety benefits, guts disability benefits, and reduces civil rights while giving greater than majority of revenue and benefit to the owners. We suggest players vote no.
Can you believe that the owners didn't give a great proposal on their first offer?
I can.
Man, that's amazing. And I feel bad for these players because just being in major league clubhouses, they'll be like, I can't believe that a guy like Mike Trout, best player in the game, a lot of money, makes hundreds upon hundreds of millions of more dollars than the most popular football players. Football is so much more popular than baseball, yet the athletes in basketball and baseball make way more money than your popular football players, and they're bringing in $5 to $7 more billion per year than those other sports, and yet they get paid less.
Yeah, and no guaranteed contracts either.
It's just, it's amazing. I'll say it's amazing to baseball players. I'm not a basketball guy, but I bet basketball guys have the same conversation. Like, I can't believe that football players can't figure out how to push the owners to giving more fair deals. But because there's enough players in football, and I get it, there's more players on a football team, especially than a basketball team, is that there's enough poor football players that say, I just want my 2 to 3 years that I think I'm going to get in this league, and I don't care about any other human being besides myself.
From the 469, Welcome to the real world. Sounds like a public school teacher contract. Boo-hoo, quit crying. That, right. And that's what,
guess what?
That's what the general fan's going
to
say, right?
Guess what? I can be a public school teacher. It'll take me 6 months to do everything I need to do to become a public school teacher. You can become a public school teacher. Everybody listening can become a public school teacher. None of us can become NFL football players. None. Zero.
0.1%. Of athletes.
Yeah.
And that's not a big percentage of the world.
Yeah. And I revert to baseball because those are the numbers I know. There's been 20,000 people born in the history of humankind that have become Major League Baseball players. And that's it. When you think that your kid's going to become a Major League Baseball player, hey, keep that dream alive. It's possible. It can happen. There's been 20,000 people born that have become that. So when you think of it and you start saying, well, they should just be happy with what they get, because we love that sport so much, because we give so much time and money to that sport, and because so few of us in the history of mankind can even come close to playing the sport at that level, that's what makes them special, and they don't see themselves as special.
Yeah, here's the thing I see, Mike, here, is everybody out there tries to say, you know what, these guys make hundreds of millions of dollars, and they should just deal with it. That's because that's what we do in the real world. Well, the way I look at it is, why not look at them and hope that they can be representative of what we can get? Why not look at players and say, you know what? Yeah, there is a small percentage of people that have all the money in the world, and they're out there taking advantage of one after another person that says, okay, that's a good deal for me. Why not look at it from the perspective of yourself and give yourself more value than to say, whatever they offered me that first time isn't good enough? Sometimes you have more value than you know. And I think that if a lot more people out there started thinking to themselves, man, I actually do have some self-worth.
Yeah.
And I actually am worth something, then you can look at it and you can look at the players and say, I'll live vicariously through them and hope that they get whatever they deserve, a bigger fraction of it. Not because, oh, they play a sport for lots of money and they're complaining about it. But you know what? They're fighting for something they think they deserve. And you know what? Nobody's going to just give you something, and people will take things away from you very quickly. A lot of people will take things from you so fast because you didn't think that you were worth it. So that's why I fight. That's why I'm on the side of the players. I'm on the side of the players because I think they're fighting for something, and I can look at it and say, you know what? If they're getting a win, why can't I get one? And why can't you get one out there who's working your ass off for somebody who probably doesn't respect you?
I know that I can just go back to 1994, and I was in high school, and that was, you know, one of the times where we had no baseball. And in 1998, we had no basketball. And, you know, eventually they both came to a resolution. But those players, as much as you hated them at the time, if you're old enough to hate those players at the time, and the majority of fans of baseball and basketball hated those players at the time, what they were doing is they were sacrificing 6 and 7 figures to try to help out the players of the future. They knew that ultimately they were going to lose money doing this, but they were going to help out the players from 1994. They're going to help out the players of 2001 through 2005. The players of 1998 in the NBA knew that they were sacrificing half a season where they were going to lose 6 and 7 figures. But they were going to help out LeBron James. They were going to help out, you know, when Kobe Bryant became a free agent, they were going to help them out. And so they sacrificed for what they considered their family. Now, I know that family's family, but they were considering, hey, the fraternity of baseball players is family. The fraternity of basketball players is family. Football players don't see themselves as family. Now, they do on the field when they're playing with each other. But they don't see themselves as looking at the kids right now in high school that are the special players that might be special players on Sundays at some point in their lives. They don't care about you. They don't care about the special kid at Duncanville or the special kid at South Lake or whoever it is. They only care about themselves and for their short term. And so to me, that's the way America is going. We love football the most. And we love ourselves the most and don't see the sacrifices that we probably need to give to the future. And so what they're doing is they're doing the American way. That's the American way now, where we've seen baseball and basketball sacrifice, and it's been better for the future of those players. But
let me get
they
mine while I can. Let me get mine while I can. That's the way our society rocks right now. From the 972, I'm on the player's side, but damn, they make it hard when they have every tool at their disposal and still sign bad deals. And that's why this Eric Reed stuff is so interesting to me, because he's gone out there and used the tool at his disposal to make it very clear and very pointed of why you should vote no against this, because they haven't made the right concessions for you as a player. And so I wanted to hit a couple more things in this, Mike, because I think it's very important. Here's what the lawyers of Eric Reed have said also. They're saying in many organizations, the executive committee voted no. In many bargaining organizations, this would have prevented the proposal from proceeding to the full membership and itself initiated a renegotiation. So because the guys that they originally gave the votes to voted no, because those are your appointed people, it shouldn't have even gone to the players in the first place. So it should have stopped there. They should have started renegotiating from there. The framework of the 10-year deal is not advantageous when there can be drastic changes in any circumstances, they say. It's not good. It's not advantageous for anybody to make this kind of a 10-year deal, especially with both sides not having fair bonuses on each side, especially since a lot of the information that they're working with is, hey, we're going to give you this small percentage. And Mike, we talked about this yesterday. We're going to give you a little bump. But at the same time, we're going to go make an extra $20 billion off of the future. And you guys don't get any of that money in the future anyway. So that negotiation goes away altogether, because there's no negotiation once these TV contracts. The owners are using the CBA. They are saying, hey, we got this thing done. It's all said and done with the players voted. We're good to go. All right, now we can negotiate these contracts with the networks. And the networks are like, oh, hey, that's fine for us. That works for us. The other thing too, Mike, is this is something that really stands out. Active football injury. If you get hurt and you're permanently disabled during on-the-field activity, in the 2011 CBA agreement, you got $250,000 each year. It's a big chunk of change. That's how much Mike makes a month, all right, here at 105.3 The Fan.
I wish.
Now, under the new agreement, if you get injured permanently, you get $48,000. It's $200,000 less than you would make before.
And so, that's what Mike makes a day.
Yeah, that's what Mike makes a day right here at 105.3 The Fan. So you've already taken that away from him. And also, here's the thing that they're trying to strike fear with the players. And this is great leverage, right? Take it or leave it. Reports are that if players don't take this deal, they're not going to get another offer. That would be a violation of the National Labor Relations Act that governs this negotiation. Do not be fearful, they say. If this proposal is not accepted by players, negotiations will continue and the 2020 season will continue as scheduled. A lot of the players have a lot of fears and they don't know who to ask questions to. And that's why what Eric Reed said, hey, lawyers, y'all are smart. Y'all are going to go through 456 pages for me, and I'll pay for it. Can you tell me what I need to know and what I don't need to know and what I need to do to convince our guys that this isn't the right deal for us? And, Mike, you've been saying the owners gave the first deal, and most times, oh, hey, I'll just accept it because that's the deal.
Yeah.
When you have good information.
It's a bad decision from the 214. I get what you're saying, and there's a part truth to this. All pro athletes are grossly overpaid to play a kid's game. I don't care what they do to negotiate. Just don't dare stop working. I get it. It is grossly overpaid. Actors that are really great and actresses that are really great, they get paid $50 million to $70 million to do one film. That's grossly overpaid. It's not that important in our world. Yes, teachers are more important in our world, whether it's police officers, firefighters, there are doctors, there are people that are grossly underpaid that do a much more important thing in our world than playing a sport or acting in a movie or a play. But we as a society will pay thousands upon thousands of dollars to watch these people entertain us. And so when Jerry Jones, and I get it, I guess you're siding on Jerry Jones's side because he owns the team. But when Jerry Jones at the end of the 2019 season has $500 million to disperse between him and his children and the players had $158 million to disperse amongst the players on the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys should feel like, wait a second, I get it, you own the team, you should be making money too. But why do you get $500 million per year and we get $158 million of it? Shouldn't it be like, hey,
well, I invested the capital in this in the first place.
Hell, so. I want a bigger boat.
And you have the biggest one, Jerry, is that I want to put this in a way of, if the NFL players stop playing, and because it said, don't you dare stop working because you're making so much money to play a sport, and I get it. I understand that. Is if you put the XFL players, the Renegades, if the Renegades have to play as the Dallas Cowboys next year, Jerry's not going to make much money, and he'll start losing money because we're not going to show up. We're not going to watch on television. We're going to know it's a bad product. We're going to be going, man, I think maybe watching Texas A&M or Texas, whoever it is, that might be a better product than actually watching this NFL product, and all of a sudden they'll start losing money over time. The owners need the players. The players need the owners.
Yeah.
But the owners get such an advantage over these players that they know that they can screw them over more than MLB players or NBA players.
Just like
get screwed
with
over.
Potential of adding gambling. There's no future revenue for the players right now if gambling money gets added into the NFL. Yet the owners will benefit for the next 10 years if they allow gambling revenue to come into the NFL. Players don't get any of that, and there's no negotiation for it in the future. And yes, this is Eric Reed's lawyer who he paid, who's going to be biased towards him. But don't you want somebody fighting for you whenever it's time to negotiate something, rather than you just saying, hey, use all your billionaire lawyers to tell us what is best for us?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.